Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
The groups that are struggling and the countries that are struggling are different from the United States, the dominant culture within the United States. We are principally an individualist society where people seek to live out and achieve their personal goals. But in these groups and countries, there's another culture that prevails, which is non-Western, which is not individualist, in which people essentially seek to survive. They adjust to their environment. They really don't seek to change things. And that difference, it seems to me, is really the main cause of all the problems I've mentioned.
Now, here in northern Arizona, Mr. Mead, we still have a bit of the Wild West in us. The Wild West has always been defined by the rugged individualist. Now, how would you define individualism in the American context, and what created America's distinctive individualist culture?
Right. Well, individualism is pretty much the rugged stance towards life that you mentioned. It's a culture where people seek out their personal goals and values. They seek to achieve them in the world. They do that on their own efforts primarily, although they will also look to cooperation with others and with government up to a certain point. This culture is quite unusual. It's not normal in the world. It's really rare. It really only occurs within the Western world. The American culture derives primarily from Europe and especially from Britain. The early settlers came from those countries, and they basically brought this temperament with them. At that time, talking 18th century, the dominant powers in the world were already in Europe, especially Britain, and essentially that culture was transported to the United States in a particularly strong form, and that temperament is the main reason why people flooded in from Europe and proceeded to build a very rich and powerful country. That is, I think, what started this, and that is still the momentum of American culture today, but we do have these struggles with groups that are really not part of that tradition.
Now, why do you argue that the chief threat to American leadership is no longer foreign rivals like China, but the decay of individualism within our own society?
Well, the way America has gotten rich is primarily by orchestrating the personal efforts of individuals to advance themselves. It's that produces a dynamic society that all the time is finding new ways to make money, to improve things, to be more efficient, and so on. It's a dynamic society. It's found really only in the West. And that allows America to be dominant, especially through innovation, through constant change and adjustment to conditions. In the rest of the world, however, and including in Asia, the societies are more collective-minded, more cautious, and they take orders primarily from leaders. So the initiative in Asia is really from the top down, whereas the initiative in America and the Western world is from the bottom up. And although both sides have found ways to get more rich and powerful, and China certainly has become a great power, in the long term, the capacity to innovate is much greater in America and the West than it is in Asia. And I predict that will be the reason why America remains dominant. But if increasing parts of our society are really not part of an individualist society, and that's just what's happening now today, then less and less of our country is going to be involved in that effort to improve and to get ahead and so on. So we will become preoccupied with survival, which is the priorities really of the non-Western world.
Now, it's always been traditional for Americans to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, but do you believe individualism is fading among low-income Americans?
Yes. I think two groups are notable here. First of all, the long-term poor are primarily blacks and Hispanics who have origins outside the West, who came to us from those countries and not from Europe. They have been really part of a different culture pretty much all along, although there has been developed a middle class among blacks is quite significant. That group has really gone native by becoming individualist and thereby getting ahead. The other important group are less educated, often usually white workers, who've been driven out of factory jobs by the export of employment to Asia, and who, many of whom are simply withdrawing from all employment. They are essentially giving up. They're giving up a Western way of life, which is enterprising and daring and optimistic. They're giving that up for a more cautious life where they adjust to conditions from day to day. They're going over to the style of life more typical of the non-Western world. And I see these trends as adverse. That is, they are likely to lead towards a less dynamic America that's less able to generate wealth and power.
Now, in your book, and once again it's titled Burdens of Freedom, you challenge both sameness and racism. Please explain that.
Well, the orthodoxy is to refuse to admit any cultural differences within the United States. We like to imagine that everyone here is an individualist, like the original Americans, like those who settled in Arizona, for example. But that's simply not true. We have significant parts of our society which are really not operating in that way. They are interested in survival and not necessarily in improving and advancing themselves. And so we really can't agree with sameness. But on the other hand, the argument I make is not a racial one. It's not about differences that are in any way inherent in the groups involved. If you talk about culture, it's often assumed that you're really talking about race, and that is not the case here. My sources, which are scholars on world cultural differences, they strongly support that. They do not believe this is a racial argument. Indeed, any race, any ethnic group can adopt any culture depending on how it's socialized. And that's what we see in the case of the black middle class. These are people who did not come from an individualist society originally, but they become individualists within America. And that is a sign of what can happen. Over time, all groups will essentially adopt the individualist way of life, provided that we can maintain assimilation. And that is what I think is now in question.
So what do you have to say about the American ideal of the melting pot? Do you think it's broken?
Yeah. It's broken in the sense that we no longer seriously expect immigrants coming to this country to adhere to an individualist way of life. We've essentially allowed all comers to come here, essentially since the 60s, and that's when the rules changed to eliminate the previous preferences for people from Europe. Those preferences were designed to prevent the country becoming non-European. Well, now, since the 60s, most of the immigration we've had has been from Asia and Latin America. And these are areas that are not individualist, where people typically see life as getting through, as adjusting, as taking orders from above, not taking personal initiative. And as a result, the composition of the country has changed pretty sharply away from people from European background towards people from Asia and Latin America. And that's a threat. Now, I'm not against all immigration, and I certainly favor a multicultural society, but we should slow down immigration so that those who are coming from these non-Western regions will have a chance to assimilate to an individualist culture.
We're going to take a break here. We are talking with Lawrence M. Mead. He is professor of politics and public policy at New York University. The name of his book is Burdens of Freedom, and we'll talk more with Mr. Mead in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Provide value.
And Mr. Mead, we are in a 2.5-minute break.
Hi, this is David A. Slash, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business
valuations.
Valuations are providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, it's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association.
And I'm Jamal McCoy with Finley Toyota Prescott.
Finally!
That's Finley, Sandy.
Ah, I get it, Jamal. Of course it is. Finley Toyota, a proud sponsor of the YCCA Home and Garden Show. It's finally time.
Oh, I get it. It's finally time for the YCCA Home and Garden Show, May 17th, 18th, and 19th.
At Finley Toyota Center.
See you there.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
Doug. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:14. We are talking with Mr. Lawrence Mead. His book is Burdens of Freedom, Cultural Difference, and American Power. Mr. Mead, you say in your book that you reevaluate the entire Western tradition, which took individualism for granted, and how to respond to cultural differences is the greatest test of our times, in order for American world leadership to endure, a cultural battle to reaffirm an individualist America must first be fought and won. How is that done?
Well, what the main thing we need to do is to change our social policy so that people who are dropping out of work should continue to work. That's the most important thing we're doing. I think that applies to the factory workers that are now dropping out and also to the long-term poor. We've made some progress, actually, in promoting work for them, but we need to move further. And the other thing we need to do is to reduce the rate of immigration. The country has been really exposed to very high levels of legal and illegal immigration for the last 50 years, and that has to stop. We really can't have the country just turn into Asia and Latin America. That would not be a good idea because the country as a whole depends for its wealth and power on the individualist culture. Now, there's a lot of value in immigration as well, so I'm not against all immigration, but we shouldn't have it at the current rate. We really have to take steps to reaffirm our individualist traditions. If we do that, we will actually have to accept something that's hard for Americans to imagine, and that is that our freedom really isn't just freedom. It's actually a form of obligation. It involves a number of responsibilities to other people, to the government, to ourselves especially, which mean that our freedom is burdensome. It really requires effort to be an American. You have to satisfy many expectations of your own expectations and also other people. That's why it's a strenuous life. It's really not a life where you can sit down and just relax. That isn't really the American way. Most people engage in strenuous efforts to realize their own goals. And it's that dynamic which really drives the society forward. And right now, the declining share of the population is involved in that effort because it's adopting a different way of life. And we need to contest that. We need to admit the limitations of our way of life. It's not everything. But we still have to remain an individualist society. So my formula is we need to be multicultural, but we need to remain an individualist country.
Now, why do you think certain cultures who assimilated here succeed while other cultures don't?
Well, primarily those that have succeeded in the past have come from Europe. The immigration of a century ago was mostly from Europe. That's the reason that those people assimilated relatively easily. Now, at the time, there was such alarm about them that you might think that there was a great threat to the country. The people who came in at that time, people from Greece, from Russia, from Eastern Europe, also Jews from various parts of Europe, they may have seemed exotic and alien at the time, but actually they were already westernized. They already had an individualist view of life. Whereas today our immigrants are coming in from very different parts of the world, which are not at all like the West. Their countries are radically different from the West. And when they come here, their first thought is simply to adjust, to get through. And although that's understandable, that isn't the American way. The American way is quite a bit more ambitious. One really has to seek life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what our American life is about. That's a lot more than survival. And we need to promote that. We need to say, yes, this is what America is about. You can have your own goals. It's up to you to decide what to do, but you have to organize your life around that. You can't just exist. And that is what we see in much of America today.
So how should America approach non-Western international competitors and poorer nations with failed governments that don't share our culture?
Well, in the case of the Asian rivals like China, essentially we're engaged in a contest of cultures. Their culture is a much more collective one where people take orders from above. That's one way to get rich and powerful, and they have shown some success. But I still think the American way is likely to prove superior long-term because it permits much more innovation. The burdens of change and economizing in America are spread across the entire society, and that is the real secret to American wealth and power. Really, no other country has this to the same extent. It doesn't make for a restful life. People are working hard, but it does lead to great wealth and power. For the countries that are falling apart, for the failed states, the difficulty there is that these countries just don't have a civic culture. And one of the great strengths of Western culture is that it has a moralistic attitude towards right and wrong. People internalize norms of good behavior that extend to good government behavior. And that allows us to keep government on the rails. We generally have good government in the West because we expect it and we enforce it. And that isn't the case outside the West. Most countries have a more deferential attitude to authority. And so they allow government to get away with things that simply wouldn't be allowed in the United States. So we have good government, strong government even though at the same time we're critical of government. And those things really go together.
What kind of response have you received to your book, Burdens of Freedom?
Well, my sense is that there's a lot of interest in the hinterland. Studies like stations like yourself, I have a whole bunch of interviews lined up for the next 2 weeks. There's quite a bit of interest. But within the Beltway, within government and around government in the universities, there's a lot more caution because this argument is sensitive. If you say that everyone isn't the same in America, that some people are different, that can sound invidious. That can even sound racist. Now, it isn't racist. In fact, my sources say very firmly this is about these differences are cultural. They're not about race in any physical sense at all. So the idea that it's a racial argument is quite wrong. But it can seem that way, and therefore the university is very, very cautious. They're afraid that it's going to seem like a backhanded way to exclude people. No, I'm accepting that there can be a lot of different ways of life within America, but everyone should be accepting an individualist way of life as part of what they see life is about. That is indeed sensitive. That no one has ever said this before. So there is some sensitivity to it, but I think most Americans are likely to support what I'm saying.
Now, you have worked with governmental agencies across the country on welfare reform, correct? How do you differentiate between a hand up and a hand out?
Well, the public has got this basically right. The average American wants government to help the poor, but it also expects poor adults to help themselves. Mm-hmm. These things are not in conflict. In Washington, they tend to be seen as opposites. If you're helping people, then you're not expecting them to help themselves, or vice versa. But they're not in conflict. It's exactly people who are trying to help themselves who are the easiest to help through government. There's no problem having government help out, provided that people accept responsibility for themselves. But unfortunately, a feature of non-Western culture is that it doesn't have the same forcing quality about individual responsibility that we find in the West. That's because the sense of obligation is more collective. People don't feel personally, individually bound to do certain things. whereas in the West they do. I mean, that's a basic difference in the cultural background. So it's hard for people who come out of that tradition to see that they should have control over some things that they do, that it's actually necessary to go ahead and get work and obey the law and get through school and those things. Now, that can happen under collective pressure, too, but in America, we really do hold people personally accountable for those things, and that is what generates our dynamism. So we really do have to insist on that, and that is, I think, hard for many people who come here from other countries where there isn't the same tradition. The shock of entering a free society is actually very great. It's not just easy. It sounds like it's easy, but it isn't at all. Freedom is burdensome.
And the name of the book is Burdens of Freedom, Cultural Difference and American Power. The author is Lawrence M. Mead. Mr. Mead, how can our listeners get a copy of your book and learn more about your writing?
Well, the book is available on Amazon. It's listed under the title, and I have several other books about my previous work, which was about poverty and welfare reform. I wrote the theory behind the welfare reform of the 90s. This book, in a way, is an extension of the earlier work, because I'm pointing to some of the reasons, some of the social reasons why overcoming poverty and welfare is difficult, because we also have to change the mindset, really, of people who are poor. They have to understand that they have it in their hands to move forward. But accepting personal responsibility is a heavy burden, something they're not accustomed to.
That's one of those burdens of freedom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Indeed,
yes,
it is.
Very much.
Mr. Mead, we thank you very much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thanks very much.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay.
That is Lawrence M. Mead. Stay tuned, because we've also got Ryan Harlow coming in today from the Prescott YMCA. We'll be talking about the Whiskey Row Marathon and programs coming up at the Prescott Y. That's on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
You know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
There's no sweeter time than spring to drive home in a new vehicle from Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. Get over 15% off MSRP on one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the 2019 Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive for only $23,872. Looking for a midsize pickup? Check out the 2019 Nissan Frontier, priced as low as $21,263. The clock is also running out on the last of our 2018 Nissans left in inventory. Get over $4,000 off MSRP on a 2018 Kicks, priced at only $15,998, and over $8,000 off MSRP on the 2018 Nissan Maxima. Visit LambNissan.com for a sweet deal on your new Nissan, and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number KN706098, JL522416, JC396428. Price includes all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, dealer, doc fee, and $385.3 in package. Number KC742970, plus finance with NMAC OAC, expires 4/30/2019.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Atrium Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. D-backs visit the Pittsburgh Pirates Monday afternoon at 4, Monday at 11:30, by 99.9 FM in Prescott, by 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you have the need for speed, don't forget that tomorrow night is, of course, Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. And they're going to feed that need for speed with Top Gun, the 1985 Tom Cruise classic, also starring Cary Elwes, Kelly McGillis, and Anthony Edwards. It's only $5, and it starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow, the Tuesday Night Classic at the Harkins 14. And the classics continue in Prescott Wednesday night at 7 o'clock with the Jack Nicholson Classic, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Based on the Ken Kesey book, this is the movie that in the early 70s won the 4 big Oscars, Best Picture, Best Director. The director was Milos Forman. The Best Actor was Jack Nicholson. It won Best Picture, and the Best Actress was Louise Fletcher, who played the evil Nurse Ratched. And if you saw the Oscars that year, you saw Louise Fletcher give her acceptance speech largely in sign language because her parents are deaf, one of the real highlights in Oscar history. Great movies, by the way, both of them, Top Gun and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That'll be Top Gun tomorrow at the Harkins 14, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest Wednesday at the Prescott Elks Theater, a great place, by the way, to see a movie in case you haven't done that yet. That's what the building was originally put up for. Great sight lines, a great place to see a movie. Hey, we've got Ryan Harlow coming in from the Prescott YMCA. We'll be talking about Y programs and the Whiskey Row Marathon. You know, this is a strange time of year for outdoor adventure here in Prescott because within a 3-week period, you have the Whiskey Row Marathon, you have the Whiskey Off-Road, and you have the, what's the name of the Whiskey something, Whiskey Trail Ride or something? It starts over by Watson Lake. I wish they changed the name of that one, because that one has nothing to do, or very little to do, with Whiskey Row. And all it does is confuse everybody, doggone it. So, we will talk with Ryan, because they have seniority on this, doggone it. They've been doing the Whiskey Row Marathon forever. So we'll be talking to him about that, and about programs at the YMCA. Coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com, and Diamondbacks Baseball coming away at 4 o'clock today.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallaca Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallaca Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallaca Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
After looking into materials for countertops and backsplashes, we look at another hard surface that you use every day and makes a big impression. Flooring. The benefits of backyard chickens for your own urban farm. Our how-to on pressure washing. And a college for horse racing right here in Arizona. So start your weekend at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Hello, this is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant. We've been a favorite destination of locals and visitors for over 30 years. In our charming, landmark, historic building, we serve downtown Prescott's freshest seafood, juiciest prime rib, and fresh baked bread from our in-house bakery. Choose us for that private lunch meeting, special occasion dinner, happy hour after work, and Sunday champagne brunch. Make reservations today for Murphy's, an establishment of good taste. View our menus, murphysprescott.com.
Prescott.
Greetings, everyone. This is Don Malcolm at Little Dealer, Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, encouraging you to make this spring count, and we can help. Right now, Little Dealer, Little Prices RV is having our 53rd anniversary sale. It is our biggest and best sale of the year. Save thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars on new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and motorhomes. We will even include a lifetime warranty on new units. Little Dealer, Little Prices RV has won 3 times more Top 50 Business Excellence Awards, more than any other dealer in Arizona. Don't waste another spring. From luxury to utility, come in now and save a ton of money at Little Dealer, Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on the corner of Highway 69 and Truewood, the friendliest place in town.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 22nd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A wrong-way accident on I-17 has killed one person and injured 3 others.
A black Ford Mustang was southbound in the northbound lanes of I-17. A red Nissan pickup was northbound, struck an embankment in the median, coming to rest broadside in the left lane.
DPS spokesperson Bart Graves says the accident happened just after midnight, 6 miles south of Cordes Junction.
An orange semi was struck by debris. A fifth vehicle struck the guardrail, fled the scene, and is unknown. The driver of the wrong-way Mustang fled the scene.
The driver of the truck who was killed has been identified as 64-year-old Thomas Roy Langgood of Mesa. A 30% chance for light scattered rain today and tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, a mostly sunny high, today near 67. Cooling after bedtime to near 45 with mostly clear nighttime skies. Highs tomorrow near 71. Wednesday and Thursday, 78 and 81. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 20% chance of spot showers today and tomorrow afternoon. A mostly sunny high near 78. Cooling to a partly cloudy 50 overnight, then warming to a partly sunny 81 tomorrow, up around a sunny 90 Wednesday and Thursday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at YRMCCareConnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:37. You've heard from time to time me talk about the wonderful Baby Boomer Nostalgia Magazine, Remind. They've got a reminder in the April issue of the wonderful old TV series, The Addams Family. A couple of things you might not know about the cast of The Addams Family. You remember, of course, Lurch. Well, Lurch was the 6'9" actor Ted Cassidy, and he was not only Lurch in the Addams Family, but most of the time, because of his enormous hands, he was also Thing. You don't remember Thing. He's the guy that stuck his hand out to deliver the mail. And, of course, Morticia would always say very sweetly, "Thank you, Thing." Well, that was usually Ted Cassidy's huge hand. Well, earlier in his career, with that incredible baritone voice of his, Ted Cassidy was a radio reporter in Dallas. He was on the scene November 22nd, 1963. He was a man on the street for his radio station interviewing people who were witnesses to the assassination of President Kennedy. Can you imagine the 6'9" Ted Cassidy coming up to you when you've just witnessed the assassination of JFK and him holding a microphone in front of your face going, "You rang"? My goodness gracious. Another famous member of that Addams Family cast was Jackie Coogan, who every child actor in Hollywood should send a thank you note to, and maybe a bit of his earnings. Because if you remember the old silent movies of Charlie Chaplin, Charlie Chaplin's acting partner in many of those was called the Kid. A little 7 or 8 year old boy who made millions of dollars. He was beloved by the people who watched the Chaplin movies, and Chaplin's The Kid was in fact the very young Jackie Coogan. Well, with all those millions of dollars Jackie Coogan made from that, Jackie Coogan's parents blew every dollar. And as a result, because of that money that his parents got his hands on, and little Jackie never did, if you are the parent of a child performer in show business in California, before your child goes to work for a studio or for almost any kind of television show, movie production, music video, even a TV commercial, they are required to open what's called a Coogan account. Yes, it's named for Jackie Coogan. And every bank in California carries Coogan accounts, all because of Uncle Fester. Yep, when he was the little boy, he was the kid, and he lost his fortune because of his parents, and they're making sure it doesn't happen again. And I wonder if Macaulay Culkin ever took the time to thank Jackie Coogan for making sure that Macaulay Culkin's parents, try as they may, didn't blow the fortune he made at a very young age. Well, we have Ryan Harlow in the house. He will be coming in any second now to talk about the wonderful things going on at the Prescott YMCA. In the meantime, you heard me mention the great magazine Remind. They are flashing back in this month's issue to the year 1987 when they mentioned things like the median yearly income in 1987 was $30,970. The minimum wage was only $335. The median cost of a new home only $104,500. A gallon of gas, 90 cents. A Frigidaire dishwasher was $190. A postage stamp, 22 cents. Gold was only $486 an ounce, and the average annual cost of tuition, room, and board at a four-year college, $6,300. My goodness, how things have changed. Hey, we're going to have Ryan step in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
For one day only, the Red Rocks of Sedona are turning blue. The Northern Arizona Blues Alliance presents the Sedona Red Rock and Blues Festival, Saturday, April 27th, starting at noon. Admission is free. Six live bands playing all day at the Posse Grounds Amphitheater in Sedona. It's a free event brought to you by the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance with support from BadassBluesSedona.com and Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:45. Ryan Harlow is here, as promised. Big day coming up this weekend. It's the annual Whiskey Row Marathon. And tell us about the YMCA's role in this, Ryan.
So it's actually our event that we put on, real quick, it's next weekend.
Oh, next weekend.
Next weekend on the 4th. Yep, yeah, on May 4th. So yeah, it's our biggest fundraiser, too, that we do to raise money for our scholarship. Scholarships for our kids and families in the area. So we hand out over $160,000, closer to $200,000 annually. Ooh. In scholarships. Yeah. So that money that we raise for this event, along with other fundraisers we do throughout the year, help make sure that nobody gets turned away. And if they want to participate in a program or be a YMCA member, they have the opportunity to do that. So,
I mentioned earlier in the show, this time of year, you've got the Whiskey Row Marathon, you got the Whiskey Off Road, and then you have something that starts over at Watson Lake, the Whiskey Trail
basin
or something.
Basin. Thing. Yeah.
Don't you wish that they would space these things a little bit and maybe get their own name?
Yes and yes.
People from out of town calling for motel reservations or something, and it's whiskey something I'm calling for. I mean, it must just drive them crazy. But this is so cool for you guys to do this every year. 41 years of doing this.
41, yeah. So see, we had the name first.
Yeah.
We had the date first, and then
you should be able to grandfather it.
We should have put some kind of copyright or some kind of protection on the date or name. But yeah, we just didn't think about that. It's not who we are. But
so tell us about the race fees and the distances taxes, things like this?
So the fees now, they've kind of, after March 15th, they went up. So, like, the regular registration ended on March 15th, and we do have four races. So, you know, if you are hardcore and you want to tackle that marathon, which is one of the toughest in the country, that's our full marathon. It's $100 to get registered. And I will mention real quick, there's a couple places. You can go to WhiskeyRowMarathon.com to register, and you can go to PrescottYMCA.org, and you can find a link to go there as well. And you can always just stop by if you're in town.
Sure.
But we have the half marathon as well. That's $85 for an adult. We have the 10K, which is $65 for adults, $50 for kids, and the 2 mile fun run walk, and that's $35 for adults and $25 for kids. So,
you know how I tell people how to tell the Whiskey Row Marathon and the Whiskey Off Road apart?
How's that?
The Whiskey Off Road always has lousy weather.
It usually seems that way, right?
It always seems either snows or rains for them.
See,
yeah.
So that's what happens when you steal like our time, or
see,
you steal.
That's the part, you think they'd learn their lesson, really?
You would thought so.
So give me an idea, roughly. You get people coming in from well outside of this area for this, don't you?
All over. I mean, in years past, we've had people from other countries come over, from like Ireland. You know, we get Canadians to come down and run the race. We get people from all over our country. So, yeah, I mean, you get families who show up together to do it together. It's like a big family thing. You get some runners who actually, you know, they do marathons all year round, and they come do ours because they want to challenge themselves. Because, like I said, it's a hard race.
Well, not only that, but, you know, it's a good fundraiser, of course, for the YMCA, but it also brings a lot of business into town, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And we have a lot of support from the city, and I think the, you know, we try to support the city by having events like this to, you know, kind of pat each other on the back a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we ask people that when they come in to help do our, you know, economic impact of the race on the area. And a lot of people, you know, we ask them, are you traveling more than 90 miles to get here? And, you know, are you planning on staying overnight? And a good portion of our runners do. So I think the city's pretty happy about that.
We had Rochelle Skavark here a few weeks ago talking about it, and you guys have to start planning for this real early, and you have to involve a lot of local officials and agencies to get this situated, don't you?
It's a beast. Yeah, it's a beast. I mean, we pretty much start planning right after we're done with this year. So, you know, we'll have the next meeting like a week after the race and be like, okay, guys, there's about 358 days. Trafficade businesses helping us set the course up and help map out the course and cone it off to keep everybody safe. We had the police department, which helps out. When the fire department can, they come out and they kind of do our start banner and send everybody starting off the race. Volunteers, couldn't do it without volunteers. So we have a lot of volunteers that help the day before and the day of the race. And we're always in need. And right now we're still in need. So if anybody would like to help out, we'd love to have you. It's actually really fun. So if anybody wanted to come out, we have a ton of options. So you could just call us up at the YMCA, 445-7221, and either ask for Ryan or Rochelle. And, yeah, we'd give you all the options we have, and you could see what maybe sounds fun for you.
Now, you've been at the Y for how long?
A long time now. I think I started there. I mean, I when I was coming out of college, I did my internship there in 2011, the end of 2011. So pretty much since that time, in a full-time capacity since about 2012. So.
And your position now is?
I'm the membership director now. Used to be the sports director for a long time.
You've been moving up the ladder.
It's pretty cool.
What's the most fun about your job?
Interacting and the people I work with, to be honest with you. I really enjoy my coworkers. You know, I've worked a lot of jobs in my career, DJ. Like, you know, I started off going to school right out of high school, and then I'd stop and get a job, go back. So, like, just worked a ton of jobs, and I've worked some really miserable jobs or places where you work with miserable people, and it's not fun, and it's hard to be in a place like that. And the Y's one place where I don't like dread coming in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun. And, you know, like I said, interacting with our members and, you know, seeing what's going on in their lives, and then hearing stories like, you know, they say like, hey, I haven't been working out. It's been years and I want to get back in shape, and hearing those people like do it and they stick with it. And all of a sudden, you know, they're up and they start running marathons, and it's like, it just makes you feel good. So,
you know, and this is an area we have a lot of older people here. We're kind of regarded as a retirement mecca, which is both good and bad in some ways.
Sure.
But the thing is, you see people every day who I'm sure years ago walked in and said, well, you know, my wife or my doctor sent me in, said I better start doing something. And now they're walking with a spring in their step. They look better. They feel better. And, you know, they're glad that somebody pushed them to finally do it, aren't they?
Yeah, it's amazing. And and everything changes about these people. You know, their demeanor changes, the way they interact with others, and the way they interact even with me. Being, you know, they come in and it makes sense. Like, if you feel miserable, you're going to be miserable. I mean, if that makes sense. But once you start feeling better and you exercise and you start feeling like all this energy come back, you start being a happier person in general too. So I love it. And, you know, I love to hear the success stories. And like you said, people saying like, oh yeah, now we go skiing every year. And we, you know, yeah, I'm going to run the 10K this year. It's really cool to hear. And it's really cool to see. So,
you know, several years ago, the Sunday newspaper supplement Parade Magazine had a cover story titled How to Be Happy. Okay. And it had 10 key ways to be happy. You know what number one was?
Exercise.
Number one, well, very close. Number one was take care of your health. It's almost impossible to be happy if you're not healthy.
Right.
And almost everybody I talk to in the aging profession here says you have to keep moving. That's the most important thing. Because if you keep moving, you're going to feel better. Mm-hmm. If you feel better, in fact, I've talked to several doctors here who have people come to them and say, I have to lose weight. Can you give me a pill? And the doctor will say, do you really want to lose weight? Yeah, I really do. Well, then the pill won't do it.
Right.
You have to work at it. And I've had more than one doctor tell me they wish they had a magical chamber that the patient could step into, not so much so they could see what they would look like after the weight loss, but how they would feel.
Right, right.
That's the difference. How they would feel, how their clothes would fit, how they don't, you know, wear out after walking for 15 minutes,
right.
How they don't have shortness of breath at this altitude. It makes a world of difference.
Huge difference. And it's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. It's almost like compound interest. Like if you start letting yourself go down the road of like non-exercise, non-movement, it gets even harder to get it back. And so, so I mean, it's easy to see, right? Like if you're waking up every day and you're hurting or you're out of breath constantly, of course it's hard for you to be happy about the place you're in at that time.
Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise me a bit, to be honest with
you. So tell me about some of the programs and camps, things like that going on at the YMCA.
Well, we got all kinds of good stuff coming up. So, summer's right around the corner. Which I'm thankful for. I love the warm weather, so I'm not a big cold weather fan.
Yeah, that's why I moved west.
Smart move.
I got tired of the Midwestern winters and the Midwestern humid summers.
Right? There's like really no good spot, right?
You know,
one extreme to the other.
Everybody who listens to this show knows that my hero is Johnny Carson.
Okay.
And Johnny Carson's Tonight Show moved from New York to Southern California in 1971. And he was born and bred in Nebraska.
Okay.
And when they moved to Southern California, he'd always say, you know, I really miss the change of seasons. I don't! No more winters, no more tornado springs.
Right.
Nope, I don't miss it one bit. I'll take this anytime.
I forgot about the tornadoes. That's right, man. You have that to worry about,
no,
too.
No, the Midwest doesn't have spring. They have tornado season.
Right.
After a bitter winter. Oh. and then they have, you see, that's why the roads always buckle. That's why they have the freeze-thaw cycle and potholes like moonscapes. Because you have the roads freezing and then thawing, and then you have the 100-degree heat. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I lived in Michigan for a few years.
You know what that's like.
Yeah, like, and it's gray.
Goodness,
it's
gracious.
Really gray for a long period of time.
Yeah, it's like the old Fleetwood Mac song, gray trees, was it bare trees? Yeah, bare trees, gray skies. Oh, my gosh.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's just terrible. So how many sports have you been involved in at the YMCA?
You know, I pretty much did everything. I did the sports camps, which Jamie, our new sports director, is doing a great job, and she's going to be running a lot of cool camps this year. So, I mean, we're going to have volleyball camp, basketball camp for girls and boys. There's going to be, she's just doing a new one. It's called like this, itty bitty. It's for like 3 to 5 year olds water week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to incorporate sports with a bunch of like water play. It's going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have, what else are we going to have? I think she's going to do another lacrosse camp, soccer camp this year. So there's a ton of sports camps. And she's getting out of her volleyball program soon. They're about halfway, a little bit more than halfway through that. So that's rolling along too. So she's doing a great job. And then we also have like our after school program, but they run summer camps during the year for the kids. And they have some really cool stuff coming up. They have like each week, starting May 27th, it's themed. So there's a Mission Possible week, we like to call it. So anything's possible, but it's kind of like, you know, a little action hero, you know, spy investigative camps.
Nice.
There's a space station camp week. There's Around the World in 4 days where they learn about all kinds of different cultures and stuff like that. So they do some really good job with those camps too. So the kids have a lot of fun. So,
very cool.
Yeah, so all that's coming up really soon.
So tell us how people can learn more about the Prescott YMCA.
845-7221, or you can go to our website, prescottymca.org. And we actually have some summer brochures at the facility as well. These are also on our website, but you could either, if you're in the building or you want to stop by, you can pick up one of these, and they have pretty much information about everything that's going on during the summer. And our aquatics is doing a really cool thing, too. They're running free swim lessons for all the kids who are going to go to our day camp or our summer camp. So they're, all the kids who go to those camps will get free swim lessons, learn how to swim through the YMCA during that time. So.
And once again, the date of the Whiskey Row Marathon?
May 4th.
Do not miss that. That is Ryan Harlow from the Prescott YMCA and the Whiskey Row Marathon. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Diamondbacks Baseball live from Pittsburgh at 4. Join me right back here tomorrow at 2 with my guest Annette Olson with United Way of Yavapai County and author Dennis Royalty with the Professional Writers of Prescott. He's hosting a short story writing workshop you won't want to miss. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.